My name is Gabriella Guglielminotti Trivel, and I'm going to talk to you about a book called Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning. So I want to start asking you a question. Can you hear your heart beating every day? Or maybe not. Check it out. And if yes, how many times do you pay attention to that? I leave you ponder on that. I want to share with you tonight my story about how I ended up in Antarctica in 2008. In 2007, I have to go a bit backwards. In 2007, I was actually coming out of a very huge discomfort. I just finished my divorce, and I was just looking out and rallying pieces of myself together. And I came across this opportunity of going to Antarctica. And the purpose that it was interesting for me, it was that this group of people was going there because they wanted to face fears and limiting beliefs, which intrigued me. And just having been in the discomfort zone, I thought, oh, well, then I can jump into another one and see that was more appealing and see what it will cause in me, what it will create in me. So I thought, okay, it sounds more appealing than going through divorce, but I never thought of considering going to a place so cold and forget about paying money for it, you know, forget it. But I did, because I felt inside a drive, and I started hearing my heartbeat beating and pushing me, and so I signed up for this. And then I was wondering, next step, in the 8 months before going, I was thinking, okay, but what it will be for me, the challenge, because I thought, I can do outdoors, that's easy peasy for me. And so I thought, I wonder, life knows always better how to find you the right challenge, right? So I thought, I know there would be something there. And I realized that I had to face the unknown, so I was kind of nervous anyway. And then I went, and the unthinkable, or what I wasn't expected, happened to me. So I was thrown at the deep end into a whirlpool of all sorts of thoughts, emotions, nightmares. And Antarctic Odyssey is actually the honest, uncensored story of what happened to me down there among the ice. Now, there I felt really vulnerable, and I felt really human. And I am a trained NLP master practitioner, and if anybody of you knows, NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming. Maybe you might know other techniques, other therapies, but when you are thrown at the deep end, it just seems that everything goes down the drain, and you really, you are just there, bare and exposed. But being vulnerable is not that bad. And in this short story of mine, I just share how it was for me. Now, when I came back from that trip, I went there because my heart pushed me to go there. And when I came back, I find it really... I went through almost like a crisis, because I realized that I was trying to fit back into my little box, and I couldn't. And I couldn't, because the heart was beating fast and hard and wanted to be heard again. So I would like to leave you with this question again. Do you listen to your heart? In case your answer is no, my question is why? And if your answer is yes, I would like to ask you how many times a day you pay attention to the beating of your heart. And I want to leave you with my biggest lessons that I got out of it, which is, life is a journey of the heart. The mind is only a helper, and the soul is the adventurer.